Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. Brill Lake residents met overnight to prepare their battle plan to oppose the preferred Melton-Ulladulla bypass route, which would see traffic funnelled into their village. Transport New South Wales' preferred route announced this week follows the corridor chosen for the bypass back in the 1990s, which member for South Coast Shelley Hancock agrees is not the best option given the recent growth of the Brill Lake township.
This has been on the books for such a long time.
Mm.
This original route was gazetted when I was still on council. That's
yes.
Like way back in the dark ages in 1997 or 6. And I have said to the minister yesterday, I have said to the RMS, if we need to go back to the drawing board, we have to go back to the drawing board.
Shoalhaven dairy farmers are hoping the purchase of Lion Dairy and Drinks by Bega Cheese yesterday will lead to an increase in farm gate milk prices. Bega acquired Lion for $534 million and plans to expand the Australian food company's product range. Melton farmer Robert Miller says the acquisition could place farmers in a better position to collectively lobby for a milk price increase. With the Bureau of Meteorology forecasting heatwave-like conditions over the weekend, the Southern Highlands Rural Fire Service has suspended all fire permits until further notice. RFS Inspector David Stimpson is asking people to keep an eye on the fire danger rating.
Obviously read all the conditions that are on that fire permit, and it's quite clearly stated there that when the fire danger rating is very high or above, there is an automatic suspension of fire permits until such time as that fire danger rating comes down below very high.
And Highlands Thoroughbred breeder is leaving no stone unturned in his bid to create one of the premier equine facilities in the state. Steve Grant, who's the owner of Silverdale at Avoca, received approval at this week's council meeting to construct an additional 10 stable boxes to his existing yearling stable building. He also spoke about the importance of providing employment opportunities for our young people.
It's the youth in the Highlands that really needs facilities like Silverdale. The Highlands is a great place for people to look at retirement, etc. But many of our youth leave the area and go to work somewhere else. The horse industry provides a great opportunity for these young people for training and for their first jobs, and that's what's on offer to council and the community.
Here we go! 2SC's Locker Room.
North Narra Canberra first graders will be hoping to extend their unbeaten run in the Shoalhaven District Cricket Comp tomorrow. They're the ladder leaders and will take on Narra at Bernie Reagan Sports Ground, while the also undefeated Shoalhaven ex-servicemen will clash with Bury Shoalhaven heads at Hayden Drexel. Both games get underway at 1 p.m. And the Highland Storm is excited about the prospect of joining the Group 7 competition in both the seniors and juniors next season. The club has made an application to New South Wales Rugby League and is hoping for an answer by Christmas. Chair of the juniors, Matt Burke, believes it'll be a step in the right direction.
It's a more regionally based competition, and that currently in the Group 6 region, it's expanding more into southwest Sydney. So the size of the clubs would be competing against is becoming, unsustainable for the smaller regional clubs.
That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.